Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM, Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, New Mob. Uli is here on your daily program. And all topics, give us a call. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. And a big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, a Daily Black Network, and giving all our stories, all our yarns, all our music, and true stories from the hearts. We're talking about black yarns. We do exist in the 21st century, 60,000 years, we're not going nowhere. Have you seen Yarn Armstrong? 1-800-422-416.
Never. matter where you come from. If you stop in this place, we become one. All my ballers and sissies, yeah, we come one.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Sweet Yarra Bay. That's Normie J featuring Miller Kid, Rushe J, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarnup with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So Yarnup Strong, you mob to Delhi. Now, new data from Royal Saving reveals 549 children under five have drowned nationally in the past 20 years. Indigenous people are being urged to always keep watch. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Catriona Pickles, Senior Project Officer, Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving Society Australia. On the line, we have Dr. Catriona. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Catriona?
Having me.
Hello, you there, Dr. Catriona?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Not there. We'll try and get her back, try and get her back on and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Otherwise, what's happening in your neck of the woods, you mob? Big shout out to Yarrabah and Cultural Precinct. Had a daily yarn with Simone Arnold yesterday, manager over there, and talking about their celebration, their Christmas market, happening tomorrow, Thursday, 10 November, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So all your local mob, get over to Yarrabah and enjoy the festivities. Music, artifacts, food, too deadly. And I'll be looking forward to BBM, Bummer Brip Media, be over there doing the outdoor broadcast. Big shout out. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Put that song on hold. I think I've got Dr. Catriona Pickles on the line. She's Senior Project Officer, Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving Society. On the line, Dr. Catriona, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about new data from Royal Life Saving reveals 549 children under five have drowned nationally in the past 20 years. Indigenous people are urged to always keep watch. Numbers are high. There should be no deaths. But look, we as humans, we love water, but we need to be careful in that state.
Yeah, definitely. And we're thinking of those 549 families. So we know that the risk of drowning for children really peaks in summer as we're coming into these warmer months. And also it triples for children at their first birthday. Once they start toddling around and walking, they're more at risk of falling into water.
And we're not only talking swimming pools, we're talking creeks and oceans and rivers and all the above.
Yeah, definitely. I'm down on Wiradjuri country, so we've got a lot of flooding around where I'm living at the moment.
Yes.
But I know we're going to have a wetter summer, I think, around the country, and you know, we'll have water in maybe the dog bowls or buckets in your backyard swimming pools and portable pools as well. We know to keep watch around those areas, but just being really vigilant around all bodies of water.
And vigilant in the sense of, like, even all pools, law has fences around it, but objects around close to the fence where kids can climb up on to get over.
Yeah, those are the ways that kids can get in. If you prop a chair up against the fence, or if you're keeping the fence open with a towel or something like that, just making sure that the fence is blocking and you're not keeping things that kids want to go and play with in the pool.
Yeah, fantastic. And also I'm thinking of the so-called celebrations, family gatherings, and then we're talking about alcohol. That needs to be a watch on that as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think as long as you've got one adult in charge of supervision, if that adult needs to take a break, then they can pass off to a different adult. But making sure you're not passing over to, you know, teenagers or young adults, making sure it's an adult who can keep within arm's reach of the child. They need to pull them out if they get into trouble.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Catriona, we're talking very, very precious cargo here. So we need to do definitely. Our bit. But also, I mean, they're the numbers that I've just read out regarding children. But to all humans, adults as well, we've had fatality in this situation. So we all need to be aware across the board.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how good a swimmer you are. We can all get into trouble.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for the yarn. It's good to have this conversation, national program. Summer's on, the heat is on. Water is, we are drawn to water, but we need to be very, very careful. And thank you for your yarn, Dr. Katrine, to you and your team.
Thank you. Thanks, Trevor.
See you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Katrine Pickles, a Senior Project Officer, Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving Society Australia. Yeah, numbers are astronomical. 549 children under five have drowned in the past 20 years. That's 549 too many. So we need to be careful, you Bob. The heat is on. We love our waters, but be alert. Like I said, precious cargo. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
dingi istret pomai kai ar korge pam bai mai tu pam le i kam sei yau long me pam bai mi tele mai tu pam le no more worry tu masi ku I was kai ar ma bai I come by again. I was kayar my bike. I come by again. And I was kayar my bike. I come by again. This nippy come from my kai Arthur again. This lippy he come from my kayal dorge. Bambai my too small one he come. Cry daddy, love me. Daddy, what kayal my bike? I come by again. Me no my long time go. Me come by again. Me no my long time go. I'll come by again.
You pla mata stop. I go make a bucket for you pla.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, new mob. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You call the number, Yarn Up, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, to Deadly Mob. You can also text a brother, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at the top stories in the news today, how Rebecca didn't have enough money to pay for groceries. Here's what happened next. So we can talk, there's a situation there to explain what she did. Other news here, Medibank confirms hackers have released customer data on dark web. That's a very sad space, the world we live in at the moment. ABC News, Defence ordered to investigate if former personnel were asked to provide military training to China. Motel dog attack, police probe tragic last moments of Jaden's life. Talking about a young child there, fatality with a dog. Hawthorn racism scandal takes big step after AFL makes concessions to families. Several complaints in the Hawthorn racism saga have agreed to help the AFL's independent investigation following a recent standoff and fears that the probe was in jeopardy or at least would be severely limited. It has been reported that four families caught up in the saga will now willingly take part after the AFL agreed to take on industry-wide approach to racism rather than treating the matter as a singular crisis or treating the issue on a club-by-club basis. So a lot of work to be done in that space. We need to stamp out racism. Don't worry about that. Other headlines here, US voters casting final ballots to determine control of House, Senate, and 36 governor races. Other news here, what have we got? 2023 NRL draw, first four rounds revealed. Also AFL severe ties with longtime sponsor. And that's going into the sporting news net. There it is. So have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, what news is happening with you, mob? Like I said, Christmas around the corner. Merry Christmas, you mob. And Koori New Year, give us a call. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas with your family, with your mob. All ears here. Let's go to Mitch Tambo, Dreamtime Princess. And a very good morning, Mitch.
Respect to connect it. To the oldest living culture in the world, a living, breathing reflection of a nature wild. Beautiful beyond measure, love every treasure. A mother, a lover like no other, brother. Full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it. Don't conceal it, open up your heart and let it steal it.
She's a dreamtime princess.
On the ground, filling up my spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just the reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land above me long. It's time to stand strong. Come on.
She's a dreamtime princess.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. What other news is making headlines? Black news, that is. We're talking about Indigenous Australians. ACM report reveals overrepresentation of Indigenous Northern Territory hospitals, EDs. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people constitute 43% of all emergency department presentations in the Northern Territory. A report reveals, despite representing just 26% of its population. So that's a sad affair. Other news here, the conversation. Once students knew their identity, they excelled. How to talk about excellence in Indigenous education. So when we talk about Indigenous education in Australia, it's almost always include three words, close the gap. The federal government's Indigenous education priorities highlight school attendance, literacy and numeracy, and year 12 attainment. These frames students and their families as a problem to fix. In other areas of education, the word excellence is frequently used to frame policy, but a simple Google search of excellence in Indigenous education comes up with very few meaningful results. Why aren't starting from the same point in Indigenous education? So there's the news heading what's happening in regards to our mob, Black News, and we should be front and centre in regard to any news that's happening with our mob, of course. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindindi Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. All right, great news in the education department. First Nations women take a step into STEM at CDU. That's Charles Darwin University. The First Nations students from across Northern Territory are getting a taste of STEM subjects and career pathways as part of a pre-STEM program held at CDU this week. 12 female students aged 17 to 40 from across the territory, including Catherine, Jabiru, West Arnhem Land and Darwin, have travelled to CDU's Casuarina campus for the First Nations pre-STEM program held from October 31 to November 6. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with we have Dr. Carla Ensberg and CDU College of Engineering, IT and Environment STEM Pathways lecturer on the line. We have Dr. Carla. Dr. Carla, very good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important pathways here in regard to studies. First Nation women takes a step into STEM at CDU. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, so all these women are already scientists. They are all most rangers caring for country. What we are trying to do here is provide the support that they need to, if they want to continue their career going to university, so if they want to do a course, so if they, because we really need these women to, some women to get this step further and get a degree in science or engineering, because yes. In the territory we have a lot of challenges in remote places, and I'm sure we, to find the solutions, we need some First Nations scientists and engineers to help us to find new innovative ways to fix this problem.
When you look at First Nation people, well, they are professors in their own right, working, living on country and culture, being the vehicle as such. But that extension of education in the, you could say, white man world, the piece of paper, what have you, but it builds bridges, doesn't it?
Does, and I just, we need those translators that can get the knowledge and country and be able to explain to the Western science in a way that I can't do it. They will be the only ones who can possibly do that. And I say, when I did my PhD, I did it in Papua New Guinea, and everything I sort of found out, which I really didn't, though everybody already knew about it.
Dr. Carla,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, so, I was just going to say, Dr. Carla, we're students for life, are we not? You know?
Yeah, we are. And then everybody knows everything about their own country, you know?
Sure.
It's already there. The knowledge is there. We just need to value it more.
So really? You're embracing
it. Sometimes, as
you
said, you need that piece of paper.
Exactly. So you're embracing it, which is fantastic. And talking about the numbers there, well, from 31st of October to November 6th, so virtually it's already been done, but 12 female students, aged 17 to 40, across the territory, did partake. So there's opportunity there. Beginning's half done.
Oh, well, it we'd have this week here. It was a little bit of a taster, you know, so they can find out what we would like to do. And it was fantastic. Those women were amazing.
Good.
At the end of the week, they were coding. They were making a robotic arm move by itself. I was so impressed. There
fantastic.
Is lots of scientists and engineers there in that group.
Yes,
if they want to.
So CDU would have a First Nation space in regards to support
Hello,
can you hear me? Dr. Carla? No, lost Dr. Carla. I'll try and get Dr. Carla back. Very important conversation there. We're talking about First Nation women taking a step into STEM at CDU, Charles Darwin University. And as she stated, they already know about their country and their culture. And just to get that piece of paper, I said in the white man world, but it is a bridge builder, and it empowers them as well. And beautiful thing about being black, we can have feet in both camps, you mob. Be strong with your culture. And be strong also in the white man world, so to speak. So there it is. We'll try and get Dr. Carla back, Dr. Carla Ensberg, and she's the CDU College of Engineering, IT and Environment STEM Pathways lecturer. So we're just talking about that, which is fantastic. I'll just try again. I think I do have on the line there. You there, Dr. Carla?
Thank you.
You are back. I was just saying it's beautiful. But I was going to ask you regarding Charles Darwin University. The support there. You there?
Oh.
Hello? I can hear you. I can hear you.
Hi.
Try again. Are you there? No, lost her. Oh, there you go. White fella make it, black fella break it. Shut up. I said that to a guy at the gym the other day. White fella make it, black fella break it. He reckon, white fella reckon. No, brother. He reckon. Yellow fella make it, white fella, black fella break it. So there it is. Technology, whatever. Murray pressed the wrong button, but we'll try and get sister back online. I think she's there. You there? No, she's not there. All right. There it is. So we'll try and continue that yarn, but very important yarn. When you talk about progression for our black people, sporting field, business world, education, it's all thumbs up. That's why we need more black successes. And with respect to our deadly footballers, but not on the football field, we need more black successes in all facets. So it's great to be talking to a doctor from university and the pathway that she's excited about Indigenous people working with us. Let me just check again with...
I'm here.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Dr. Carla, they're playing with us, but it's all good. I was just asking regarding Charles Darwin University, the support for First Nation people, students to be studying there. Is the support there?
The support is there. And I was actually really amazed because we went to all the different areas where we can provide support. And there is a lot that you can get if you come and study here. But I do think we need to improve.
Sure,
I
think yes.
There is... it needs to be support in place that, not just little bits and pieces, you know, like it needs to be a full-on support to make sure that these women that want to take this step further are able to continue those studies.
Yep. So very important. And when we're talking about that space, we're talking about First Nation people leaving country to go and do studies. So we need support there in the accommodation sense, but also in the family support and also the transporting back to country, to their homes and back again, but also having black faces, First Nation people in the university there to support and guide them.
100%. And keeping in mind that these women are all trailblazers, so
yes.
In many cases they're going to be the first in their family, the first in their community doing this, and they're going to be the ones that are going to be the face of the program and inspire the new generation too. So because it's hard, and there is, and we were very lucky that we had some of our First Nations students coming and talking to them.
Yes.
But there is not many, and we need more.
We need more.
than we have.
Well, like
at
I said, beginning's half done. And Dr. Carla, I feel your passion there, in your mind and your heart. So thank you very much for sharing, and all the best to the mob there in Northern Territory. Keep doing what you do, and please do keep in touch, and always keep this program in mind regarding promoting everything that you do in step by step process.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Dr. Carla, thank you. You take care. Have a good day.
You too. Cheers.
Bye. Bye. A beautiful one, Dr. Carla Ensberg, and she's the CDU College of Engineering, IT and Environment STEM Pathways Lecturer. And she's very excited about having First Nation women at the table in regard to studies and First Nation women take a step into STEM at CDU, Charles Darwin University. 20 minutes left on the program, you all. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. On your Dingy Country, that's BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
I let my culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Yo. And all my people lead my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's see that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Being a later day, so our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home, back home. Leave my way back home, back home. When I've been lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs, invite the presence in. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try the smoke of the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home, back home. When I've been lost in the door, my people leave my way back home. I let my culture guide.
sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Need my way back home. Need my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, lead my way back home.
Lead my way back home.
Lead my
way back home.
When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, lead my way back home.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
The sun beats down the clouds, gather the rainforest is tall. The river tar and rushes to my Cucuyalanche girl. I look into her deep brown eyes, there's something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cucuyalanche, Cucuyalanche. shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, 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 cuckoo-yalangee girl. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee, cuckoo-yalangee girl. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cuckoo-yalangee, 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 cuckoo-yalangee girl.
Like a star.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Cuckoo-yalangee girl, Adrian Thomas, and big shout out to Cuckoo-yalangee mob, far north Queensland too, deadly. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. 10 minutes left on the program, then we go to the news via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and hear what's happening in our world. Speaking of in our world, West Bank First Nation commemorate Indigenous Veterans Day. So West Bank First Nations held a ceremony Tuesday morning in honour of Indigenous Veterans Day, and despite the snow and cold, many members of the community were in attendance. So fantastic to see there. Other stories here. Bird Running Water is reversing the erasure of Indigenous peoples in popular culture. Now, he's a First Nation man there in Canada, I believe. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Jokes, Bird Running Water, when asked how he got his start in the film industry following graduate school, Running Water, who was degrees in public affairs, journalism and native studies, started working for the $1 billion Ford Foundation charity. There he was responsible for grant making for radio, TV and film projects all over the world. And that got him going in his field, in his profession. But from little things, big things grow. We should make a song out of that. But it's about black successes across the globe. And we need more black successes. And here in this country, on the Big Island, like I said, talking earlier to Dr. Carla Ensberg about the STEM Pathway Lecturer and having First Nation women take a step into STEM CDU. So, look, great to see. We are operating strongly. Like I said, 60,000 years and we've got not going nowhere, you mob. So add to the conversation, about 8 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.